जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 181 एही मत सर्व भक्तेरा कही सब गुणा सबरे विदया दिला करी आलिंगना ट्रांसलेशन इन दिस वे श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिस्क्राइब द गुड क्वालिटीज ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज वन आफ्टर द अदर ही देन एम्ब्रेस देम एंड बेड देम फेयरवेल प्लीज रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन इन दिस वे श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु Describe the good qualities of his devotees, one after the other. He then embraced them and bade them farewell. Then no purpose, so we go to one text 182. Prabhura vichede bhakta karena rodana bhaktera vichede prabhura vishanna haila mana. Translation. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. Please repeat the translation. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. Text 183. Gadadhara Pandita Rahila Prabhura Pashe Yameshwara Prabhu Yandre Karaila Avase. Translation. Gadadhara Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given a place to live at Yameshwara. Please repeat the translation. Gadadhara Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given a place to live at Yameshwara. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Yameshwara is on the southwest side of the Jagannath temple. Gadadhara Pandit resided there and there was a small garden and a sandy beach known as Yameshwar Tota. Text 184 and 185. पुरी गोसानी जगदानंदा स्वरूप दामोदरा दामोदर पंडिता आरा गोविंद काशीश्वरा एही सब संगे प्रभु वाइसे नीला चले जगन्नाथ दर्शन नित्य करे प्रातः काले ट्रांसलेशन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिमेन एट जगन्नाथपुरी नीलाचल विथ परमानंदपुरी जगदानंद स्वरूप दामोदर दामोदर पंडित गोविंदा एंड काशीश्वरा इट वॉज श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुज डेली प्रैक्टिस टू सी लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ इन द मॉर्निंग प्लीज रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिमेंड एट जगन्नाथपुरी नीलाचल विथ परमानंदपुरी जगदानंद स्वरूप दामोदर दामोदर पंडित गोविंदा एंड काशीश्वरा इट वॉज श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुज डेली प्रैक्टिस टू सी लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ इन दिट मॉर्निंग ओम अज्ञातिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति सुभदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांतन मुस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरूपेश कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सरस्वती गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमांग दिव्याच विसुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर इन द सेशन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत इन मध्य लीला। इन द प्रीवियस क्लास वी लर्नड अबाउट how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the completion of Chaturmas stay by all the devotees from Bengal, he is bidding farewell to everybody. In the last class we heard how he bade farewell to Murari Gupta and Vasudev Datta and Mukunda Datta. Murari Gupta is none other than Hanuman. We learned how he is glorifying Murari Gupta and how he is glorifying Vasudev Datta and Mukunda Datta. Vasudev Datta is also incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And when Vasudev Datta said that, you know, let all the people, all the living entities be liberated and all their sins be on my head, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that just by your association, the people will get liberated. And Krishna is so merciful that he will not make you suffer for the sins of other people. If he wants, he can deliver everybody. He can deliver all the people. Krishna is so powerful that he can deliver all the people, all the living entities from this world. Supposing this world is completely vacant, there are no living entities in this world, doesn't make any difference to Krishna, because this is like one mustard seed, or just like one seed in on a big tree. If one seed falls off, the tree doesn't care. It doesn't even understand that one of the seed has fallen off. So same like that, there are so many millions of universes coming out of the breath of the Mahavishnu, who is the partial expansion of Krishna. So that one of the universe is completely gone or completely destroyed or completely vacant, it doesn't make any difference to Krishna. So if all the living entities if everybody goes back to Godhead, and this universe is completely empty or completely vacant, it will not make any difference to. But for that, Vasudev Datta, he doesn't have to take the sins of all the living entities and suffer perpetually in this world. Krishna will not allow like that. Krishna will not see that his devotees are, you know, suffering because of the sins of other people. What Krishna has said that Sarva Dharma, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explained, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishami Mahashucha. What Krishna wants is that everybody surrenders to him with love and devotion. If everybody surrenders to him with love and devotion, he says Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. You know, just like that, he can become a great devotee. He says, Name Bhakta Pranashati. The devotee of Lord will never perish. Krishna will make sure that the devotee is protected all the time. That is the promise given by Krishna. And what does he want? He wants just the love. That's what is the difference between the devotees and non-devotees. The devotee is always trying to serve the Lord with a loving attitude. There is not a question of serving without a love. That is not a question of, that is not in the minds of the devotees. Devotees always want to serve the, that's what all these devotees are doing. They are giving up all their other duties and they are coming to serve Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now all these devotees have come for 4 months of Chaturmas by the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas and Shachi Mata didn't want to get separated from him, what did he promise his mother? That I will not stay, I will not be too much away from you. I will stay in Jagannath Puri. And every year you can come and visit me. There is not going to be any problem. So, because he doesn't want his mother to be in separation. Actually he is sannyasi and he wants to go away on a tour. I mean, sannyasi's business is not to stay in one place for a long time. We know that Rupa and Sanatan, they will not stay in one place more than 3 days. Custom is that the sannyasi should stay at one place only as long as the cow is milked. That's the etiquette of the sannyasi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed for 18 years in Jagannath Puri. And what did he ask his followers or all his devotees? That every year during the Chaturmas you come to Jagannath Puri. So like that, every year the devotees are coming to Jagannath Puri during Chaturmas. They are celebrating Ratha Yatra, they are celebrating Janmashtami, they are celebrating the Deepavali, and now everybody is going back. And what we learned is that all the devotees, just by the thought that they are going to be separated from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began to cry. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he is also just like his devotees. The devotees don't want to be separated from the Lord, and the Lord also doesn't want to be separated from the devotees. So this is the loving exchange or the loving relation between the devotee and the Lord. Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. He is also called Bhakta Paradina. He is Bhakta Adhin. You know, he is a servant of the devotees. We know how he, in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha and Goloka, these are the topmost planets in the spiritual world. In Vaikuntha, everybody is in the four-handed Narayana form. But the feeling in Vaikuntha is one of respect to the Lord, one of awe, that he is the supreme and we are the servants. But in Golok Vrindavan, the Lord is in the two-handed Shyamasundara form. And there the bhava or the feeling is totally different than that in Vaikuntha. The feeling is there of different type. Some are like the friends of Krishna, the gopas. The gopas are the friends of, they are sakha, in the sakhya bhava. Some are in the madhurya rasa. Some are in the parental form or the vatsalya rasa, like Yashoda Mai and Nanda Baba, or the aged gopis, they are in the vatsalya bhava of, and the sakhas like Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal, they are in the sakhya bhava. They are not considering Krishna, or the gopis of Vrindavana who are in the madhurya rasa. They do not consider Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. They consider him as an ordinary cowherd boy. The gopis of Vrindavana or the sakhas of Vrindavana or the gopas of Vrindavana, they consider Krishna as an ordinary boy. In the games, we know or we have read, that the gopas of Vrindavana, when they are playing with Krishna, Krishna will carry them on their head. They will come, when they are sitting for eating, everybody will share the food. The Krishna will share food from everybody else, and they will share Krishna, food brought by Krishna. Or the gopis will play mischief with Krishna. They would like to that. They would like to do. And Krishna also likes that. One day, Krishna said that, I am Narayana, I am none other than Narayana. And the gopis did not believe it. So Krishna took a form of Narayana. But gopis were not impressed by that. They said, we don't want Narayana. We don't want this to see the form of 400 Narayana. It's better we want to see the two-handed form of Shyamasundara. So this is the feeling of gopis. They are not considering Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. They are considering him as one of them. And Krishna also likes that sort of a loving exchange. We always, in the Kartik month, we recite this Damodar Ashtakam. And how Yashoda Mai is tying Krishna. Now, can anybody tie Krishna? No. But because of the love of Yashoda Mai, Krishna he agrees to get tied. What Sukadeva Goswami is saying, that the Shiva or Brahma or any demigod will not be able to do that. Only Yashoda Mai can do that because of the loving exchange between the devotee and the Lord. So here the same thing, there is a loving exchange between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, that he is none other than Krishna. And all these devotees, they have come from the spiritual world. They are not ordinary people. They are all coming from the spiritual world as associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, that's what is the relation between the devotees and the... So, actually, Krishna, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he shouldn't have feelings. But he is expressing himself here like an ordinary person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing himself as an ordinary person. And he is becoming sad, he is becoming glad. So, this is all like a drama. Is like the lila of, these are the lilas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the feelings for ordinary people. Sorry about that. So, anyhow, thank you, sorry for that disturbance. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees are, doing this loving exchange. It's like a lila, which we understand in, we have to understand it in this sense. And here, Hare Krishna. Ek minute, chini. Chini chapo na thega. So here we are, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remained at Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, with Paramananda Puri, Jagadananda, Swarup Damodar, Damodar Pandit, Govinda and Kashishwara. And Gadadhar Pandit also remained at Jagannath Puri along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Gadadhar Pandit, as we know, is none other than Radharani herself. She is the internal potency, and Gadadhar Pandit is the expansion of, or from the incarnation of Radharani. Now, apart from that, Paramananda Puri is also, in the Krishna Lila, he is Uddhava. Paramananda Puri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master was Ishwarapuri. So that by that logic, you know, Paramananda Puri is the spiritual uncle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give him a lot of respect. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on the tour of South India, he met Paramananda Puri at Rishabha Parvata. And there they met, and that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Paramananda Puri to come to Jagannath Puri and stay with him. Because, you know, he used to give him a lot of... we know in the Krishna Lila, Krishna and Uddhava were very good, you know, friends of each other. Actually, Krishna and Uddhava, they used to look exactly like one another. There was no difference between Krishna and Uddhava in the appearance. Only the difference will be Uddhava will not have the peacock feather in his cap. Well, Krishna will have the peacock feather in his cap, Uddhava will not have. Otherwise, there will not be any difference between Krishna and Uddhava in the appearance also. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan with a letter from Krishna, the gopis first of all thought that this is Krishna himself. So this much different, you know, similarity is there between Krishna and Uddhava. Now Paramananda Puri is the incarnation of Uddhava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request, he stayed in Jagannath Puri along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagadananda Pandit, in the Krishna Lila, he is Satyabhama, who is the wife of Krishna. Krishna had eight main wives. So Jagadananda Pandit is the incarnation of Satyabhama. Now Jagadananda Pandit, like Satyabhama we know that she had a hot temper. She had a very hot temper. But Krishna, and she used to accompany Krishna on the wars also. In the battlefield, she will accompany Krishna. There is a story that when Krishna, she wanted Parijat gives a very nice flowers which are very much aromatic, and she wanted the Parijat. Now Indra had the Parijat tree, and he refused to give the Parijat Vruksha to Krishna. So Krishna attacked Indra. So that time Satyabhama accompanied him. So like that, Satyabhama was very much dear to Krishna. She is the second, you can say second, after Rukmini comes the name of Satyabhama. She was that much dear to Krishna. Now Jagadananda Pandit is none other than Satyabhama. And similar to this nature of Satyabhama, Jagadananda Pandit was also very much short-tempered. I mean, he used to get angry. Of course, not to get angry in a materialistic sense, but he used to think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he used to like to do something for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being a sannyasi, he sometimes will feel that this is not agreeable to the etiquette of sannyasi. Like one time, Jagadananda Pandit went to Bengal, and while returning, he brought drums of sandalwood paste. You know, he scented oil with sandalwood. And when he came, he gave it to Jagannath Puri. When he came to Jagannath Puri, he gave one of the drum to Govinda. Now, Govinda is the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, rub this nicely on his head and on his body. So that way, you know, he will be very much, you know, relieved from all his troubles, all his physical pains. So Govinda, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, and he said that Paramananda, this Jagannanda Pandit has brought this scented oil, and he has told me to rub it on your head and body. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, what is this? I am a sannyasi or what? If I put oil on my scented oil on my body and on my head and I go, all the people in the street will say that this is a womanizing sannyasi. So I can't do that one. If he is so much insisting, let this drum be offered to Lord Jagannath. So that way his efforts will not go waste, because Jagannath can be given bath with the scented oil. So when this Govinda came to Jagannath Pandit and told him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying like this, Jagannath Pandit went, he became very much angry. He threw the drum on the floor and he stopped seeing. Every day he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then now he stopped seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For 10 days he did not go. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking what happened. So Govinda said that, he is upset because you are not taking the oil as he wants. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to go to his house. And he said, what is the problem? He said, I brought this oil specifically for... Then he said, no, but I cannot do like this. He said, no, you have to do. And then 3 days he will close his door for 3 days and he will fast. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much worried that he is fasting. He is not eating anything because he is angry. Angry why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is doing something with a loving service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not accepting that. That's why he is angry. He is upset. So for 3 days, 4 days, he will fast like that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tried to pacify him. He tried to explain to him that this cannot be done. And then he said, now I am coming to your home to eat. So prepare food for me. Then immediately, the Jagadanand Pandit, he forgot everything. And he prepared a very nice feast for him. And then he made him sit in front of him and fed him. He went on feeding him. I mean, that day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe he ate as much as 10 people's or 100 people's food. Because this Jagadanand Pandit kept on feeding him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagadanand Pandit to eat, because he is fasting, he said, I will eat afterwards, after feeding all the other people. So like that, Jagadanand Pandit, although he is, short-tempered, he gets angry. He gets angry not because for materialistic, he doesn't get angry because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not giving him respect, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not giving him some material desire, not because of that. Because he wants to do something nice for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi is not ready to accept. So Jagadanand Pandit, like that there are many stories or many incidences when Jagadanand Pandit has exhibited this bhav. This is a loving exchange between Jagadanand Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Swarup Damodar is also a very exalted devotee. He was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he used to write all the notes. Now we know that Chaitanya Charitamrut is based on the notes made by Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he gave the notes to Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He based Chaitanya Charitamrut on the notes by Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar Das is Swarup Damodar Goswami is none other than Vishakha. Some say that he is the incarnation of Lalita Sakhi, but some say that he is incarnation from Vishakha Sakhi. So either there is Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they are either Lalita or Vishakha, one of them. So that is the Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Govinda and Kashishwara, we know that Govinda and Kashishwara, they were disciples of Ishwarapuri. So that way they were the god brothers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Ishwarapuri, he disappeared from this world, he instructed Kashishwara and Govinda, they were the personal servants of Ishwarapuri. He instructed them to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they came to Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, first of all he refused to accept the service of Kashishwara and Govinda. Why? Because they are his god brothers. And he said, I cannot accept service because you are my god brothers. How can I take service from you? But then they said that, no, this is the instruction of our spiritual master. Then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Advaita Goswami, Advaita Acharya, they explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, you know, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't require an explanation, but as we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as a sannyasi, as a in the material world, and so he is trying to set an example of the proper etiquettes of a sannyasi. So Advaita Acharya and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya explained to him that this is the instruction of your spiritual master. So in that sense, you have to accept it. And that's how he accepted the service of Kashishwara and Govinda. Now Kashishwara and Govinda, in the Krishna Lila, they are also the associates of Krishna. And there also they were serving prasadam. They are serving prasadam to Krishna. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrut, or in the Chaitanya Lila, also Kashishwara and Govinda, they were working as or servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their duty was to serve prasadam to all the devotees. Every time there is a feast or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kashishwara and Govinda will take upon themselves to serve prasadam to all the devotees. And they will have the prasadam only after everybody else had the prasadam. So Kashishwara and after Govinda and Kashishwara, these are the... So it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's daily practice to see Lord Jagannath in the morning. So every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to the Jagannath Puri, Jagannath temple. He will stay at the place called Garuda Stambha, and from there he will have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So we'll continue reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text number 186. Prabhu Pasha Ashi Sarvabhama Ekadina Yoda Hata Kari Kichu Kaila Nivedana. Translation. One day Sarvabhama Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. Please repeat the translation. One day Sarvabhama Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. Text 187. Ebe Sabha Vaishnava Gauda Deshe Chali Gela Ebe Prabhura Nimantrane Avasara Haila. Translation. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Please repeat the translation. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Text 188. Ebe mora ghare bhiksha karaha masa bhari, prabhu kahe dharma nahe karite na pari. Translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month. The Lord replied, that is not possible because it is against the religious principle of a sannyasi. Please repeat the translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month. The Lord replied, that is not possible because it is against the religious principles of a sannyasi. See here again, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining the etiquettes of the sannyasi. That sannyasi is not supposed to go to somebody's house for 1 month and stay with them and have food. Text 189. Sarvabhama kahe bhiksha karha bisa dina prabhu kahe ehe nahe yati dharma chinna. Translation. Sarvabhavan then said, please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, it is not a religious principle of the renounced order. Please repeat the translation. Sarvabhama then said, please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, it is not a religious principle of the renounced order. Text 190. Sarvabhama kahe puna dina panchadasa, Prabhu kahe tomara bhiksha eka divasa. Translation. When Sarvabhama requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, the Lord said, I shall accept lunch at your place for one day only. Please repeat the translation. When Sarvabhama requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, the Lord said, I shall accept lunch at your place for one day only. Tabe Sarvabhama Prabhura Charane Dhariya Dasadina Bhiksha Kara Kahe Vinati Kariya. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya then caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and submissively begged, please accept lunch for at least 10 days. Please repeat the translation. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya then caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and submissively begged, please accept lunch for at least 10 days. This is like a negotiation. He said 30 days, no, not 20 days, 15 days, 10 days, like that he is making. This is the love of Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya in the Krishna Laya is none other than Brihaspati. And he is a very learned scholar, but he has surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is requesting him to come and have prasadam with him every day, at least for 10 days, if not for 1 month. Text 192. Prabhu krame panchadina ghataila, panchadina tandra bhiksha niyama karila. Translation. In this way, by and by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days, he regularly accepted the Bhattacharya's invitation to lunch. Please repeat the translation. In this way, by and by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days, he regularly accepted Bhattacharya's invitation to lunch. Text 193. Tabe Sarvabhama kare ara nivedana, tomara sange sanyasi ache dasa jana. After this, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya said, my lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you. Please repeat the translation. After this, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya said, my lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you. Purport. A sannyasi should not cook food for himself or accept an invitation to eat at a devotee's house continuously for many days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind and affectionate towards his devotees, yet he would not accept a long invitation at Sarvabhama's house. Out of affection, he accepted only 5 days in the month. The 10 sannyasis living with the Lord were Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharti, Vishnu Puri, Keshav Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Nrisimha Tirtha, Sukhananda Puri and Satyananda Bharti. So here Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, this is the etiquette of a Grihastha. The Grihastha, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya is acting like a Grihastha. He has a family. He has his wife, his daughter, and his son-in-law. staying with him. And the etiquette of a grihastha is that he should feed the sannyasi. Actually, grihastha's etiquette is that he should make sure that nobody is starving. The correct practice in the of course not in Kali Yuga is not possible, but in the beginning the practice was that the grihastha, after preparation of the food and offering it to the Lord, he will go out in the street and he will shout, is anybody hungry? And if anybody comes forward, says that I am hungry, first of all he has to feed him, and then he should feed himself. That is the proper way of a grihastha. This is, in a grihastha, he has got certain religious principles to follow. Then he is called as grihastha, otherwise he is called as grihamedi. He is not called as grihastha. The normal people are grihamedi because they are doing it for their sense gratification. But in a proper way, a grihastha, he goes out, he shouts on the street saying if anybody is hungry, he can come forward, and then he feeds them, and then after that he eats. That is the proper way. Of course, we are not doing that. Because we are not properly following the grihastha dharma. So here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is making sure that all the sannyasis are being fed. That's what he is lovingly asking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is requesting. These sannyasis are with you, and so you, every day you come with the sannyasis to my house. He is arranging with them. Day by day, which sannyasi will come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which sannyasi will come alone. And like that he is, for 1 month, he is making the arrangement for them to be fed nicely. And this is not done in exchange for something. You know, he is not expecting something in return. He is following the religious principle. He is out of his loving devotional service. That's the most important part. He is not doing it for... Sometimes what we do, we will make a vow. Okay, if we get something, we will feed somebody. No, this is not being done in that way. He is doing it just out of the love. He is doing it out of the dharma. He is grihastha dharma. That's the most important thing. He is not doing it as in exchange for some... return for some material benefit. So this is the proper way of a devotee, that he is doing something with a loving and devotional service. So we'll stop here. When in the next class we'll hear how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya he feeds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when his son-in-law blasphemes him, he says that, let my daughter get widowed. I don't mind, because my son-in-law has blasphemed my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This much loving devotion is there of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will read this in the next class, or maybe the class after that, the devotion of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this particular chapter. So we'll stop here, and if anybody has, I don't think anybody has any questions, but somebody has. You have? Yes, sir. I could not understand you. Can you come forward, please, because I did not hear the... You know, it's our practice to blame for our illnesses or our problems to Krishna. It's a problem from our side. It's like a reaction to our past karmas. So we cannot blame Krishna for our problems. We can't blame. Krishna is neutral. He is not connected with your karmas. Unless you surrender to him, he is ready to take, he is ready to free you from your karmas. But doesn't mean that, you know, you will not suffer for the bad karmas which you have done in the past. You will have to, that's it, in a way it is clearing your account. It's better if you clear your account, then in the future you will not have any problem. If you surrender to Krishna, you have lot of our sannyasis, you know, they are having problems. Like our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Japataka Swami, last 8 years or 9 years, he is suffering from this paralysis. He is not complaining that why Krishna has given me this trouble. You cannot blame Krishna. Krishna, he says, he is like, he is just watching, he is like witnessing. But your karmas are giving you reaction. The nature of these rules, laws of nature, is saying that every action there is a reaction. If you have done something bad in your past lives, which you do not know, because you forgot all about your past lives. But the laws of nature, they do not forget. So you have to suffer for that. But you cannot blame Krishna for that. This is the materialistic attitude. No, you cannot blame, whether you are in mental hospital or in any hospital. Many of our sannyasis are having a tough time. They are not blaming Krishna. This your account is being clear. If you are in the mental hospital, means you have done something bad in the past karma, and because of that you are in the mental hospital. Now that suffering is over, that account is clear. In future, if you keep on giving devotional service to, loving devotional service to Krishna, you will have good future. In the next birth, you will maybe become a very beautiful, very intelligent, very rich personality in a famous household. That's what Krishna has promised in Bhagavad Gita. So, you know, you have to stop blaming Krishna for all your problems and keep on offering Him, keep on chanting, keep on offering the loving devotional service, associate with devotees. That way only you can make your future bright. There is no control on your past, but on your future there is a control, which you can do. Okay?
Thanks.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we stop here. And Hare Krishna. So we stop here and thank you very much for attending the class. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita class ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gurudeva ki jai.